Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
For those of you guys who are not familiar with me, my name is Akinundrum. I am a few things, but one at heart is a serial entrepreneur and a solutionist. And so what I'm here to do today is not talk about me and what I do. It's really to bring you value from tools and strategy and things that I've learned and that I implement to help you. So we're going to get straight into it. And this is Akinundrum's Hackathon. Hope y'all like the little play on the word. You know what I'm saying? Little thing. You know, so let's go. I'm going to get into 10 useful hacks for you guys. Okay. And they're segmented into different categories. So we're going to get into content creation. First, we're going to start with target marketing, and then we're going to get into content creation, and then we're going to get into passive income. We're going to get into generating your first sales if you haven't made any sales, or a way to make a sale if you pivoted to a new industry. We're going to get into time savers. The one thing that used to really get me was, how do I get help? So we're going to get into, you know, getting you some help, and then also helping your help to help you. Then we're going to get into the digital products and, of course, adding an enhanced and sort of a luxury feel and how to do that item to your customer's experience. OK, so with no further ado, please, if you don't have your pen and paper handy, grab that now, because we're going to start. OK, so the first tip, the first concept is targeted marketing, right? So target marketing, and that is understanding your customer's personality. So the one system that I have found that does this better than anything, undeniably, is a system called the bank system that was created by a lady named Sherry Tree. And what she gets into is personality science. So there are four different main personality components or attributes that really are present in people. Now, we all have a combination of these, but these are the ones that really come forward. Now, a lot of you guys may have heard of the Myers-Briggs personality test, which helps you to understand if you're an ENTJ or an INTJ. And that's cool. But truthfully, your customer does not care about your personality. They don't care about your zodiac sign. They don't care about what moon you were born under. You need to know about your customer's personality and your customer's temperament. Therefore, you can know how to approach them, pitch to them, sell to them. So the first personality type is called a blueprint. Now, the way to really kind of discover right away if you're a blueprint, if I were to ask you the question, rules are meant to be, what would you guys say? Go ahead and type it in the chat. The vast majority of people will default and knee-jerk and say, broken. If that is your answer, you are not a blueprint. Blueprints value things like stability, structure, systems, planning, processes, predictability, responsibility, duty, rules, credentials, titles, tradition. Blueprints are typically found in areas like judicial systems, police, people with uniforms, architects, things that have to follow the rules, where typically the rules could be like life or death. So blueprints are really risk adverse, right? They don't like a lot of risky talk and things like that. Blueprints are attracted to referrals. They're attracted to rating systems. They're attracted to people who have, like, if you are in the field of medicine, if you have PhD behind your name, if you're in business, the MBA behind your name, that's what makes blueprints feel secure. If you meet a blueprint, you're definitely going to give them a firm handshake. If you are late for a meeting with a blueprint, you are not going to get whatever that meeting was about. So I'm quite sure a lot of you guys can kind of picture a blueprint. You may have some in your mind and you may be one dominantly yourself. So if there were a box, the blueprint lives within the box. The second personality is literally almost the opposite of a blueprint. That is action. That is like a human red bull, right? Actions are people who are go, go, go. They are about it. They go, they get it, they grab it. They are for adventure. They like freedom, flexibility, spontaneity, action, opportunity, excitement, attention, stimulation, competition, winning, fun, image. They are there for the VIP treatment. You get into an action's mind if you are dropping names. So if you are hosting something and you have celebs there, if you have the red carpet treatment, that's how you get an action's attention. Actions tend to be late, but they hate to wait. They love, like I said, that VIP special attention to detail treatment when it comes to actions. They're going to be dressed to the nines. You're probably going to get like a fist bump or, you know what I'm saying, something like that from an action. They're really, really laid back. They don't like a lot of small talk either. They like for you to get right to the point. So if there is a box, the action is out of the box. There ain't no box. They don't like constraint. They don't like rules or any of that kind of stuff. When you meet an action, it's important that you cater to that ego within them. That's how you get their attention. You really want to make sure that they feel like whatever you're selling or doing, it's about them. And they are the center of attention. So the next personality is a little bit kind of opposite of action. That's your nurturer. Your nurturer is your community person. That's your teacher, your social worker, your nonprofit person. This is your person who cares. They don't care about what you have. They want to know what you care about. They value relationships, authenticity, personal growth, significance, teamwork, family, charity, ethics, harmony, morality, and contributing. They are not focused on all of your social media followers. They don't care about that. They want to know what impact you are providing for the community, for people, for the earth. If there were a box, a nurturer is going to gift wrap that box or they're going to recycle that box, right? Now, the value that nurturers really, really bring is nurturers are the most trusted out of everyone. If a nurturer is to provide a recommendation or say, hey, this is a great business, or endorse you, people tend to listen to them and they tend to trust them because they know that they are not driven by ego or any other alternative motives or something like that, ulterior motives. So that is your nurturer. Now, your last personality type is knowledge. If there were a box, the knowledge built the box. We all probably know a knowledge. The knowledge is your human Google. That is your friend that if you were on Jeopardy, that's who you're going to call, or not Jeopardy, but a millionaire, and you need to phone a friend, that's your friend that you're going to phone, right? The knowledge, they value information, learning, intelligence, logic. Like, do not argue with a knowledge unless you know what you're talking about. They're about technology, self-mastery, research and development, science, universal truths, expertise, competence, accuracy, the bigger picture. Knowledges are attracted to things like stats, data, research, and more than likely, they will go and actually research your product or service before they even come to you. So you really need to make sure that you know what you're talking about, or you've done the research, or you can bring other people forward who can lend to that. So these are your four core personality types. Now, we all have a little bit of them in us. Me personally, I am knowledge, nurture, action, blueprint. Why? One, I value knowledge. If you follow me, you know that. One of the things that people always say is like, oh, I can understand, gonna bring the receipts, right? She's well-researched. They've gone as far as to trust me to say if she posted or she's doing it, they feel like they really don't even have to go do secondary level research. Knowledge is, we love to share our knowledge, but I'm also nurturing. There's a huge community component to me. If you know me, my main concern has been Black businesses. That's been that way. It's not going to change. So there's a huge nurturing component to me that I try to make sure that I give freely whenever possible. And at the same time, you don't see me doing a whole lot of flash and stuff like that. The action part of me really comes from my creativity, and I'm like ready to go, right? So that part of me also jumps in when I have an idea. I'm like really ready to act on it, and I go. I was blueprint last. I'm not even gonna lie. I was the person who was always late. I didn't like structure because I'm really creative. But as I've developed in my business, I've become more blueprint because I understand the downside of not being stable or structured and things like that, and making sure that you are aware of people's time. So this is how you have to understand your customer. And where does this matter? When you are pitching to your customer, and pitching doesn't just mean you're going in front looking for investments. When you are advertising to them, when you are marketing to them, you have to make sure that your language is in alignment with what they value. If your language or your community or your tribe is particularly nurturing at core, and you're talking to them in a very action language or blueprint language, you're turning them off. So you have to really look at your product or service. And I want you guys to create a pitch that you would do for each one of these personality types.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.